Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You're now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show, and each week we bring on various guests to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. So if you have been following the show, and you know that the first Monday of each month,
John Walla on the line, and if you have not done so already, I'm going to invite you to like our Facebook page, just the Avon Motivational Radio Show, and so we're gonna get started. So, John, are you? I gotta plug you in. You are. I hope this is you. Oh my God. Hello, is this you, John?
Hey, Pat.
Hello.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July to you as well. And just before we get started, for those people who I know this is the 4th of July, happy 4th of July to everyone. And what we're going to do, so you don't miss out on the great fireworks, I think will take place at 9 o'clock, we'll end this call early so that we can... So those two can go ahead and enjoy the fireworks. I think that starts at the Macy's fireworks. I think that starts at 9. Okay, so John, take it away. I know we're talking about technical stuff today.
Hopefully, God willing, it's got some technical challenges here in the studio. Here we go. Are you seeing my screen, Pat?
No, because I just look like I have to join to get on, because I'm on the page, but it looks like I have to sign up, which I didn't do.
No, you just type in join.me and you just plug in the 9-digit code I gave you, and you'll see my screen. You don't have to join anything.
You go ahead and do what you're doing, and I'll try to work on this on my end. So
you haven't gotten online yet?
I'm online. It says, okay, start meeting. So let me hit start meeting. So you go ahead. So we won't take up time.
Join meeting. You want to click on join meeting and punch in the 9-digit code I gave you.
Okay. Good.
So you want to join the meeting. You don't want to start a meeting. You want to join it.
Okay. So that so people won't have dead time, why don't you go ahead and explain to people what we're doing?
All right. So, since this is the 4th of July and it's Independence Day, I want to take a different run at what we're doing today. And what's cool about this is most of you are probably not going to be hearing this live. You'll probably be hearing this recorded. And I wanted to go over some stuff, some training tips for iPhone smartphones to help you to get the most out of your so-called smartphone. Because if you're not utilizing it to its best advantage, then it obviously isn't going to be a smartphone, okay? So I've got several things I want to go over, Pat, and whether you're seeing the screen or not is fine. We can always do this again with you live looking at it. But first thing I wanted to talk about is the newer versions of the iPhones have a thing called... it's 3D touch, and it's pretty cool. It gives you some feedback when you touch the screen, and it also gives you quick access to some of the features on the phone. So I'm going to go ahead and demo that right now using modern technology. So I'm going to go ahead, and what I want to do is get in here and turn this off. So what I want to do is demo. So what you would do is, as you see on the screen, or you see the Map app, which is the fourth app from the top left, I'm going to hold that down with my thumb. And when I just held that down with my thumb, it pulls up a quick access there that you should be able to see on your screen. We've got a delay of a few seconds. I don't know if you can see that now, Pat, or not, but it gives you directions home. You can mark the location that you're at on the map wherever you are in case you need to get back there. You can mark it. Send my location to a friend or search nearby. So if you search nearby, we tap on that, and that's going to go ahead and show you where you are in the area, and you can search the map and look at different things that are nearby your area by scrolling through the map. So that's 3D Touch is something that's brand new in the latest version of the iPhone, and it's way cool. I'm going to show you also something. We're going to go into messaging, and by holding down the messaging button, which is the top left icon screen, you can create a new message by holding that down. It shows new people that have contacted me, and I can just go ahead and contact them. I can create a new message just by tapping that. That's going to open up a new message on my phone just by tapping new message on there. You can see that on your screen now. Mm-hmm. Those anybody that wants to join this, if there's anybody live on there, if you want to go to join.me on your computer and go ahead and punch in 191-404-491 is a 9-digit code. To go ahead and you'll be able to see my screen on your computer. I'm sharing my screen with you now. That code again is 191-404-491. You'll be able to see my iPhone on your computer screen through the magic of Join Me. And this is how I train people on using their iPhone. This is the technique that I use so people can actually see what I'm showing them mm-hmm. on the computer and on the phone at the same time. Okay, so that's 3D. That's 3D Quick Touch, and it gives you quick access. Something I wanted to show the ladies, this is really cool. This is the next thing I want to show you is, use my mouse here. So this is the reminders here. It's the icon, the third icon from the top left. This is reminders. And I'm going to go ahead and tap that and open that up. And by opening that up, I want to show you something that's really, really cool in here. It's reminders. It's location-based reminders and reminders that, let's say you go to Costco and you want to remember something. This will remind you when you go to Costco that you want to get, let's say you want to get chicken tenders. So by opening up chicken tenders, I created a to-do. It's called chicken tenders, and I'm going to go a little eye on the right-hand side there, and that's going to open this up. So chicken tenders shows up, and it can remind me on a certain date that I want to get those, or it can remind me at a certain location. So what I did was I created a location arriving at Costco Wholesale, which is, it's got my address, and I just go into the map, and I pick that particular Costco. And when I go to that Costco, I'm going to get a reminder on my phone, Pat, that I need to get chicken tenders when I'm there. So you could have created it a week in advance, 3 days in advance, or an hour in advance, but it's going to remind you that you need to get those items when you're at Costco. Pretty cool stuff. And these same things can be applied to business as well. So let's say you're doing one of your shows and there's something you need when you get to that event, Pat. You can create that same reminder. So I'll show you how to do that right now. So we're going to hit the plus sign and create, get scotch tape. Because you're doing some kind of a show and you got to get scotch tape. See, it completed that for me already. So we're going to go in here at a location. So we're going to go, we'll call it Macy's, New York, just for the sake of time. Bam. Okay, so there it is. It's showing 151 West 34th Street, which is at Macy's. It was in the movie, West 34th Street, a million years ago.
Uh-huh.
When I arrive at Macy's, it'll remind me to get the scotch tape at that particular Macy's store. And then that's an example of using location-based reminders in your smartphone. I think that's using the phone as a smart device, right, Pat?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, so the next thing I like is swipe. This is the second icon there from the left. It's called swipe. S-W-Y-P-E. You probably have it on your Android phone, right, Pat?
I don't know.
To get that. It's free. It's free. You need to get that, girl. Okay? It's amazing. So we're going to go into here. We're going to go create a new message. God, so let me do this when I'm on the phone. Probably not. Anyway, what I like about swipe is it lets you swipe lets you use a keyboard, and you can swipe through the keyboard So I'm going to try to do an example while we're on the phone. Okay, hold down that globe. No, it's not going to work.
It's downloaded onto my computer, but it won't open up.
Don't worry about it. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Just listen to the audio. So with the keyboard, you can swipe your finger over the keyboard. So you can see, here's a demo of it. I'm going to try to do the demo. Is you can swipe. It's really cool. It lets you swipe over the keyboard and you can create the words versus like typing. It's a lot easier than using the regular typing.
They call it Android. Those who have Samsung, it's called the Google. It's called the Google keyboard, and it is absolutely phenomenal.
There you go.
Because you don't have to type every letter out. You just swipe it. You just run your fingers across the keyboard, and it will automatically give you the words you're typing. And eventually, what will happen? It will learn your pattern of speech, and it will anticipate. Which will make the swiping process even faster. It's absolutely a wonderful app. It's called Google Keyboard.
All right, so I'm trying to do a demo of it here. So Google. All right, so there's an example of it. Google keyboard.
Well, people can't see it, so you're gonna have to talk through it.
Do this again so that hopefully people can see this when we do this live, and we will do this next month. Yeah. But, so swipe is a great way to use on your keyboard. But this is being recorded, so they'll be able to hear these anyway, Pat. And then something else I like to show is, speaking of keyboards, here's my phone. It's a camera. Here we go. This is something I like to use. It's a Bluetooth keyboard, Pat, and it's rechargeable. So there's a picture of it now. So when it's connected, it's very cool. It folds up, and it makes life really, really easy. You can have it in your purse. And when you open it up, it automatically connects. It'll connect right to your device as you open it up because it's already... It's connected through Bluetooth.
And I bought mine via eBay and paid really, really almost nothing for it. So go on eBay and look for a Bluetooth keyboard, and I use it for my tablet.
Perfect. So you can basically, with the power that are in the new smartphones nowadays, Pat, if you use that Bluetooth keyboard in your smartphone, you basically have a laptop in the palm of your hand.
Absolutely.
With the power, because using a keyboard and a smartphone, you're all set to go. Some things that I wanted to go over for the ladies is ways to save power on your device in case you're running low on battery. One thing that you can do is put your smartphone in airplane mode. All right, by putting in airplane mode, you'll see the airplane will be on the top left of your device like it's shown on the screen here. But when you in airplane mode, it turns everything off. So if you don't need to connect to the internet or Bluetooth or your phone for a little while, that'll save you some juice on it. So put your smartphone in the airplane mode like when you're on a plane. That'll save you some juice. And then another way to save power is turn your Wi-Fi off. Turn the Wi-Fi off, and that'll save you some gas as well by turning off the Wi-Fi. And then something
there
else I like to do. Go ahead.
There was a test done on the different browsers, and Chrome was the worst out of the three browsers, being Microsoft and Firefox.
Bing.
Chrome was the worst. It used up most of your battery.
Gotcha. Okay, so so be careful. That's a good point. And then something else I like to do is turn off my Wi-Fi, and then I turn off the Bluetooth. If I'm not connected to the car, I'll turn Bluetooth off, and that'll save me some juice. Turning Bluetooth off, and then cellular data really wipes out. Of course, not only your data, your data plan, but turning off cellular will help you save some battery as well. So there's three or four different things that will help you do that. And then something else in the newer versions of the iPhone. Okay, so I just went into right below cellular, all the way down. I went down below general, below wallpaper, sounds, touch ID, and passcode is battery. I opened up battery, and the two things in there I want to point out. Number one is there's an app that you can get for free on the App Store, and it's to show you the percentage of battery you have left on your smartphone. Okay, you do not have to go and get this app and waste the time to go get it and load it and turn it on and everything. It's one more app you don't need to have on your smartphone. Because now in the iPhone, Pat, battery percentage is already included.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to activate. You just have to turn it on. Most people don't even realize it, that it's in there. It's in your settings. So you can turn that on, and then there's a low power mode you can turn on. And by having that on, okay, low power mode, when you have mail fetch, Hey Siri, background app refresh, and automatic downloads, okay, by turning it, your phone into low power mode, it'll save you some juice in that. So that's a great tip there for you. So just be aware of some of those things to save some battery on your device. So in the past we have talked about, I'm going to show you guys a couple of things that I've talked about. I wish you could see these, but we've talked about Contact Hero before, Pat. So I'm opening up Hero right now, the contact manager I use on my smartphone.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Putting that up on the screen right now. So here's a way that you guys can not spend the $10 a month on a contact manager if you don't want to and use the contacts you have in your phone. I'm going to show you a way right now to utilize your smartphone as a smartphone and not have to pay any money for a contact manager. So let's see, the best way to do this is, let's go into, all right, so we go into the phone. Okay, recent. We're going to use Pat as an example. All right, so we got Pat McDowell is up there on the screen. We'll go into Pat. So this has got all Pat's information. It's got her phone number, her email, her website. And it's got notes in here. It's got notes of a phone call I made to talk to Pat, and it's got a follow-up phone call. She told me to talk to her in 2 months, in 60 days. She told me to call her on September 4th. So I created a reminder for me to call her on September 4th. And that's by utilizing the information that's baked into the phone in the contacts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to do anything special. It's right here in the phone. And I even created a thing in here called New Call. And so that's what I'm dating September 4th, Pat, right in here. And then something else, by utilizing the reminders that I talked about a moment ago, I can go into reminders and I can add a reminder in here to call Pat McDowell. And then what I would do is, parentheses, I'm going to put the date. I always want to put the date, and I think if I'm lucky, this might even work. I created a I created a shortcut in here that I can show you guys how to do too. You can create shortcut text replacement. So I put that in here. So call Pat now 747416. So I created, it's a reminder for me to call you, and I've got the date of when I last talked to you. So that's already created. So that's created my reminders, and it's created in your contact information on the phone. And then one more thing, one more way I'm not going to forget to call you is I'm going to go into my calendar, and I'm going to create a reminder in the calendar to call you on the particular date, and then call Pat McDowell.
And you know, for those people who are who have Google Calendar, you know, you can do a lot of stuff on your Google Calendar.
Yep. And then something I just created here is I have a bunch of icons on the smartphone. I have a little telephone in here, so I got a telephone telephone next to call Pat McDowell, okay? Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to create that reminder on September 4th, bam. And then since she's on the East Coast, I'm going to call her at 8 a.m. because she's on the East Coast. She'll be one of the first people I'll call on that day. So that's in my calendar, it's in my reminders, and it's also on the phone.
Perfect. Another great app is called Samsung. It's called Lookout, and for the iPhone, it's called Find My Phone. I would strongly recommend people who have these phones to sign up for them. Last week or the week before last, I lost my phone. I put it down.
Did you?
And so, yeah, I was with someone else, and I asked them to go on, log in to Lookout. I have a Samsung and Android.
Yep.
And then I gave them my username and my password. And we were able to see where my phone was, and we went right back to where the location. We had made up several stops, and we were able to go and find my phone. So that's a great device. And one of the nice things about that device is that when you get to the location where your phone is, if someone had actually taken your phone deliberately. Once you get to the area where your phone is, you can have, if somebody's with you with their phone, you can have them make your phone screen.
Cool. So something I want to show now, Pat, is I'm in an app called Pocket Life. It's a calendar. And so since I just made that appointment to call you, what I'm doing is I'm taking a picture of a business card, okay, and I'm snapping that picture of that business card, and it'll tag it, that business card will be in the calendar, so I have all the information I need for that phone call. If I have a meeting with somebody, it's all saved right inside the appointment, so I don't have to go looking around for that person's business card. And then the other thing I wanted to show was, I wanted to do a demo of one of my favorite apps is Evernote. So I'm going to open up Evernote, and Evernote, the cool thing about it is when you take a picture of a business card is you don't even have to touch your phone. It takes a picture of the device of the business card. It'll turn it green and take a picture of that automatically, and it'll save it. So what's cool about that, not only is it cool to have the business cards in the calendar, but it's also on when it's on Evernote, is you can go ahead and invite that person to join you on LinkedIn automatically. So you would take two pictures of the business card, one for your calendar so you have that information there, and then the other one so that you have it in Evernote so you can connect with people on LinkedIn to add them to your business network. So here's something that I'm going to do this for you. So this is kind of cool. If you want to have access to somebody's website on your smartphone, here's how you can do it. I bet you I can get to your nyelitetravel.com faster than you can, Pat. So I'm going to show you if you were able to see this. I'm going to just tap on. I created a little icon on my smartphone for your website, and it's coming up right now. It's booting up right now. Here's nyelitetravel.com. I went to your website on my phone. I went down to the bottom on the smartphone. I tabbed it, and I was able to add an icon for your website to the screen of my smartphone.
Wow. Well,
so it's right
John,
here on my phone. So that, within seconds. So it's right there on my phone.
It's 8:55, and as promised, we're going to, end the call early. So this way people can get to their windows and get their little refreshments and watch the fireworks in 5 minutes. John, thank
Beautiful.
You so much. You know, again, go, well, John, wait a minute. If they're listening to this call tomorrow or next day, they won't be able to go on to the join me and look at what you've done.
No, they'll just be able to hear it.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so I just want to make sure I was clear. Okay, very good. Okay, John.
Yeah, the join me part is not recorded, but we could do this again some other time when the ladies can actually see it on their screens. We can do some more training. Yeah. And I do training for folks for their iPhones and their Android phones, Pat, as well. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Thank you again for that. And everyone have a wonderful 4th of July. And if you did not place your order yet, this is our thanking you too. If you haven't placed your order yet, you still have time to do that. Okay, everyone. Good night. Enjoy the fireworks. Good night, John.
Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence
Day,
you guys.
You too.
Be safe.
You too.